but my conjuring came in handy in fights. But instead of creating a fireball or some other magical weapon, the demon shoved his magical signature away and reached for the blade at his hip. My silver shield appeared on my arm just as he drew the long knife and swung at me. It clanged off my shield, making my arm vibrate. Beside me, Cass hurled a fireball at the demon standing next to my attacker. The ball of flame raced through the air and crashed into his chest, blasting him backward. She turned her attention to another demon. My demon attacker raised his blade again, clearly determined to plow through my shield this time. As he brought it down, I conjured a knife and plunged it into his side, dodging his blade that hurtled toward my shoulder. It sliced through the fabric of my shirt, but only left a thin cut in my flesh. Pain flared briefly, but I used it as fuel. I kneed the demon in the crotch and yanked my blade out of his side, then stabbed it into his chest and twisted. He grunted, his eyes going wide. "Go back to hell!" I kicked him in the chest, sending him flying backward. Behind me, a demon tried to creep past, sneaking into the shop. I spun, swinging my shield like I'd seen Captain America do in a movie, and nailed him in the back of the head. "Thanks, Cap." The shield clanged loudly, as if he had a skull made of iron, and he wobbled. I plunged my blade into his back, right where I guessed his heart would be. Sometimes it was hard to tell with demons. From the way he sagged, I must have hit my mark. I withdrew the blade and let him fall. We had this in the bag. I turned to see how Cass was making out with the fifth and final demon, probably wiping the floor with them, if I knew her. She downed the fourth demon with a fireball. His crispy remains sat on the sidewalk like a burned turkey dinner. But the fifth was shimmering with some kind of magic that smelled like a swamp and prickled against my skin. All magic had a signature, scent, taste, feel. And whatever this guy was about to do, it was big. Ah, hell. I raised my blade to throw it at him, but before it left my fingertips, he'd split into two different demons. Both were identical. Double hell. That was some rare, dangerous magic. The demon split again, making three. And again. Well, this was going poorly. I hurled my knife at the main demon, but he dived behind a car just in time. The blade whizzed past him. I turned my attention to the demon who charged me, conjuring another dagger. "Please be an illusion," I muttered as I threw my knife at him. It plunged into his broad chest and he grunted, stumbling back. "Damn it. They're real." Cass threw a fireball at one. It crashed against his chest in a flash of sparks, throwing him backward into a light post behind. "A multiplicata!" I was too close for a bow and arrow, my preferred weapon, so I conjured a sword. In a world of magic, conjuring wasn't that exciting. Unless you could conjure pointy things and knew how to use them. Which I did. Unfortunately, there were now a lot of demons. They kept appearing, one by one, from behind the car where the host demon hid. Cass could light the vehicle up with a massive fireball, but the damned thing belonged to an Order of the Magicka member. Government officials did not like it when you destroyed their property, and we really didn't want to get on their bad side. The demons chose that moment to charge. I dodged the first, swiping out with my blade as he passed. It sliced through his side and he shouted, but kept stumbling for the shop. The next was on me almost immediately. I plunged my blade into his gut and sidestepped. At my side, Cass took down two demons with the same fireball. Two more charged her. I pressed my fingertips to the comms charm at my neck, igniting its magic. "Del, we need backup." "At the shop?" Del's voice crackled through the comms charm. She was our best friend, and the third leg of this operation. "Yeah." I swung my blade at a demon who tried to dodge past me, swiping the steel across his neck. Blood spurted, splashing against my face. Warm and wet and gross. Through the glass door, I could see the demon who'd gotten past me ransacking the shelves. Whatever they were after, there was no way in hell I'd let them have it. Cass took out another demon with one of her handy fireballs. The smell of burning demon flesh made bile rise in my throat. Contrary to popular thought, it did not smell like grilled chicken. This was getting out of hand. Keeping a low profile was our safety blanket,